Actually, my earliest, literally, my earliest childhood memory, I was only 5 years old, is sitting in the door frame between the living room and the hallway of our second story apartment on Elmendorf Air Force Base. We kind of looked out the picture window of the living room, and the building was swaying so much that we would see the ground, and then the building would sway back, and we'd see the sky. All heck broke loose at that point. Things were flying all over the living room, including a cage with our pet parakeet. I think we buried it in the yard there at the apartment complex. Those memories of being in the 64 earthquake are with me forever, and pretty vivid even to this day, 50 years later. My mother was in the kitchen preparing a pot of chili and this beautiful cake, birthday cake for my brother in the shape of a guitar. He was a Beatle wannabe at that time. I remember hearing her scream and the chili just went all over the kitchen and all over the cake. Door fell open to the closet and my brother's birthday presents fell out of the closet, so he got to see what he was going to get. Again, I don't remember being scared. I just remember being like, wow, this is maybe even cool. This is cool. My mother, she actually tried to get out of the apartment, and she went out into the hallway, but didn't get very far. She sort of sat down there and protected herself. Since that time, it's kind of a funny thing. I've thought often about why did my mother try to get out of the apartment? Why didn't she come back and be with her family? And I've wondered. I never asked her about that. I've always wanted to. She's passed away now, but I've always wanted to. After her passing, I wanted to ask her, why didn't you stay with us? Why did you try to get out or not take us with you? She was just trying to save herself, I guess. I don't know. But the next two nights, we actually slept in our car. My dad had this Mercury something. It was a blue thing with big fins on the back. The aftershocks were so constant and so strong, they didn't know if the building would hold up. You know, it did alter our future a little bit. My dad had every intention of sort of staying in Alaska, probably even retiring there from the military. My mother would have nothing to do with that after the earthquake. She says, we're getting out of here. What's funny about this is I remember the earthquake and points in time soon after, like playing outside amongst the cracks in the ground. After that, everything sort of fades away again. For several years until I start having memories again.